take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This half hour is presented by Gulf Coast Air Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Good morning, friends. It's 9:36 here at News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Jenna, how are you? It's good to see you.
I'm excited because it feels like spring.
Yes, it does.
That's what it feels like.
Well, the humidity has kind of crept up the last day or two. So, you know, I mean, we're in for it.
yeah, we are.
We're in for it.
I'm probably done with keeping my windows open.
Yeah, you know, I think it's about that time. You know, and I'm always surprised you get to the end of April and you're like, oh, it's still kind of cool out. It's still kind of nice. But then the humidity creeps in and it kind of makes things less comfortable. And, you know, that's one of the things we'll talk about today, because humidity is an issue that drives a lot of indoor air quality issues.
It definitely does. And if you have a question, I was reminding you all earlier, please feel free to call in. We always love hearing your amazing voices. Or you can text 850-437-1620. That's 437-1620. You can ask Mr. St. Orr's. Todd is always willing to answer questions,
right,
and share tips and stories. Well, and
after the last segment, we might have somebody who wants to ask a question via an aria. You know, like
that's
a little
right.
operatic inquiry there. So
I wouldn't turn you down. That's for sure. And it's funny, just talking to Jerry, he was saying the humidity helped his skin. I feel like the humidity helps my bad mood.
Yeah, well, it has its place. You know, and it's too dry, it affects you. And
oh,
if
absolutely.
It's too humid, it affects you.
Right.
So, you know, one of the things in this climate is we're always trying to find that balance for comfort and, you know, a lot of the microbial issues that we deal with, so mold basically, they're all moisture driven, and that becomes problematic because of our high humidity all year long, you know. And so we use the air conditioning system to try and take some of that out, and then we want to tighten up the duct system and make sure the building envelope is you know, really in good shape to also, you know, capture or hold as much of that conditioned air as we can.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, I think it's important. We all pay Gulf Power dearly every month to condition our air, and we want to save as much of that as we can for comfort. So if you have comfort questions or concerns, or, you know, if we can help you, if we strike a chord today on anything, our number at the office is 850-934-2768 at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's our website. And we're happy to, you know, exchange information, talk to you about some of your concerns. You know, I've been getting people lately with second opinion. You know, they're like, you know, I heard this, I heard that, and, you know, I want to address one of those big ones right now. And on Monday morning's paper, on the front page of the News Journal, there was a big article about bipolar ionization, photocatalytic ionization. I see your eyes starting to roll back in your head when we talk about this. And these are things that have popped up because of the pandemic. And, you know, everybody's looking for, oh, you know, what else can I do? I'm going to go back to work pretty soon. Everything's opening back up. What kind of safety measures do we have? So this ionizing process is something that is used in HVAC to try and clean or purify the air. Well, there's another side to the story. There's the backside of the coin. And I want to address that a little bit today. So ions are negatively charged particles. They're very small. They float around.
Yes.
And they attract and stick to something like a small virus particle, maybe a piece of dust, microscopic piece of pollen or allergen, and they would sink or get captured in a filtration system.
Right.
So the makeup of the air we breathe is about 70-some percent nitrogen, 16% oxygen. We have to have oxygen. So one of the bad things that can happen from an ionizing process is that if you take a negative ion and it attracts to an O2 molecule, mm-hmm. so oxygen, then you have O3, and that's ozone. Ozone is a lung and eye and throat irritant, and it's not good for the indoor space. Now, it will help with odors because it oxidizes. So, in other words, oxidization is like rust. So it eats up or, you know, rust, something.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're creating a bunch of ionized particles and then you set yourself up for ozone in the indoor space, you should maybe look at what CDC, what EPA, what American Lung Association says about ionized particles. And on their own, ionized particles are not so bad. They have good and bad properties. But if you create a bunch of ionized particles, and we're talking the difference probably between a big unit that does a lot of this in a commercial setting versus a residential setting. So if you're using one of these things that's rated for commercial and it's ionizing the heck out of the air in a residential setting, there's a good chance that you could have ozone in the indoor space. And that is a lung and eye and throat irritant. So that's the other side of the coin. And, you know, a lot of that, you know, I call it, I've been talking about this for years, and it's junk science. You know, the terminology of bipolar ionization and photocatalytic oxidization and all these terms have, you know, this is new terminology that's jumped up over the last few years. There's been advances in cleaning and purity technology in HVAC, but there is another side of the coin where it can give you, it can have some bad effect in a depending on the space and depending on the application.
How do you avoid that pretty much going too far is what it is. You're
right.
Like really trying to clean your air, but then you go too far.
Right.
I remember when I was growing up, I was probably in middle or high school, and my parents had a friend who was trying to sell air purification systems.
Right,
and they
looked
like
Alpine
boxes.
Air, yeah.
Yes, you know what I'm talking about.
It's an ozone machine.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And so one of the scariest things, and I, you know, would freak out when they would plug it in. I would actually ask, I'd call my boyfriend at the time and have him come pick me up because they said, don't, when you turn it on, put it in the room, turn it on, immediately leave the room and shut the door.
Yeah, like what the heck?
Because
it's ozone.
I
you know,
was
it's
like,
ionized particles.
I think I'm going to leave. Thanks
right.
so much. Like,
yeah.
Thanks, but no thanks. But how do you regulate going too far when it comes to that?
Well, so by definition, it's kind of poisonous. So how much poison can you withstand? You know, that's one of the things that I ask people that have these ionizing units. The ionization is one step away from ozone. The actual, you know, some of those units generate ozone. And, you know, they do it for odor control. So if you have a heavy smoke odor or pet odors, or you know, you've got some sort of odor that you're trying to eliminate, it will oxidize that odor. It takes that odor out, but it also, you know, the soft tissues in your upper and middle respiratory system, those get oxidized as well. So you know, from Gulf Coast Air Care, me being the leader of Gulf Coast Air Care for the last 27 years, I do not sell ionizing or ozone producing products. I won't do it because of the potential of having it in, you know, and there are people out there that are super sensitive to cats. They can't be around smokers. They're extremely allergy prone. And there are other people that could, you know, walk through the middle of a smog bank and not even have any effect whatsoever. But, you know, we have these ozone alerts in the summertime when it gets really hot down here, and we get that ozone alert, you know, stay outside, stay indoors, you know, be aware of what's going on in July and August and all that kind of stuff. That is because of the sunlight and the ionosphere that in the Earth's atmosphere, and we generate ground level ozone, and you know, it comes off as smog and stuff like that. So if we're artificially doing that in an indoor environment, I question that process.
Right.
So but out of the need for everybody to have something for the pandemic, oh my gosh, you know, that's one of the things where there's a little bit of momentum in the marketplace.
Yeah, fear. So, fear can kind of drive things, people to do extreme things.
And you know, there are certain applications where it works or it's kind of beneficial, but in more cases than not, I have chosen not to sell ionizing equipment and we have a big ozone generating machine that we use after there's been fire damage, fire restoration. Mm-hmm. You know, you're trying to get that smoke odor out, or an empty space. We'll go in and ozone the space, but you've got to air it out and all that. You don't want to have that in a regular occupied space. So,
right. Oh yeah. One of our neighbors, down the street from us, their house unfortunately caught fire. It's between the cold, hot, turning on a space heater, keeping things happen. But yeah, that smell afterwards is horrific. We could smell it down the street. Hey, I have a question coming in from one of our listeners. I want to say good morning first to all of our listeners. Remember that you can text in. It's about 9:46 here at News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. The number to text or call in is 437-1620. This question says, I have return issues upstairs. They believe they do. Mm-hmm. This listener has a 3.5-ton unit on a 2,000 square foot house. It's hard trying to keep it cool upstairs, and it's starting to smell.
Right. That's one of the things where there's not enough ventilation in there. And, you know, the hard part, that's common for us to see that in two-story homes where, you know, the best solution to that is make two zones, one for upstairs, one for down. And it depends on where the thermostat is on that house, where the return is, and can you add additional return upstairs and get it back to the air conditioner so that you get a more circuitous ventilation process going there. So it's more of a circle and it's not this jumbled up airflow that's going through the house.
Right.
You know, we want to have a smooth circle of airflow going through the house. Yeah. I'm not Italian, but I talk with my hands all
the
time. It's
fine. I'm from New Jersey. I'm not Italian, and I use my hands.
And so,
instead of like a hamster, you know, one of those hamster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a maze. We don't want a maze. We want a round circle for the airflow to flow through.
Right.
And that, you know, so that might be one where we want to kind of maybe take a look at it. Or you could contact us at the office, 934-2768. Get with Vanessa and maybe send us a couple of pictures of how your house is set up. Or we can set up a time to come out and take a look. And, you know, because there are solutions you can do with changing the return sizes and, you know, kind of balance dampers to try and move the airflow through the house a little bit. Most residentials don't have balance dampers. So when we do duct systems and we do, you know, improvements to the duct side of the house, we like to put in features that can help us with this very issue where you don't get enough airflow and you don't get enough easy return for the systems. You know, the easier it is for the airflow to flow through the house, the better ventilation rate you get, the better cooling you get, more energy efficient it is.
Oh yeah.
You know, all these things that are come into play. So,
and if you're just now turning on your AC, if I'm correct, you know, it might take a couple of days for it to really cool down, but if you really see an issue after that, then yeah, you definitely need to call.
Well, and the odor coming in there is probably, it could be stagnant or stratification of the air. I mean, you're just not moving the airflow. We see where on a high pitch ceiling, and the airflow is coming at the mid-level in the space of the room. So all that air above in the high ceiling, it just gets stratified. It doesn't move there. And you'll get kind of that staleness or, you know, now's the time to have somebody look at your air conditioning system and see what's going on with how clean is the coil. You're about to start into 4 or 5 months of hard air conditioning running, and having that system clean is really beneficial from an indoor air quality standpoint, as opposed to, well, you know, we'll just let it go again this year. The drain lines are they've been dry, and I think everybody's gotten to the point now where they probably run their air conditioner a little bit. We've had some warm days.
And like you said, where the air conditioning is positioned is just as important,
right,
too, because like ours, we have a two-story, mm-hmm, and our return unit is right in the middle of both story, in the middle of both floors, uh-huh, on the stairs pretty much.
Oh, I got you.
And that's where,
so it's pulling from upstairs and down.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah. And so for the first couple of days when it got warm, mm-hmm, back at the beginning of March, and we were like, we should probably turn the AC on, it took a couple of days for it to really cool off. I'm not gonna lie, I was getting a little perturbed,
mm-hmm,
okay, because I just don't like to be super sweaty, but I don't think a lot of us do. I always tell people I
more
love
that humidity
living here.
Issue.
Yes, it is the humidity. But I tell people, like, I just, you don't want to greet me when I walk from my car into the grocery store. Okay, when I'm trying to like get all my kids inside and it's 98 degrees out and there is no Nick Lachey. Listen, just let me walk into the store.
I get it.
You got it, though.
Hey, Jenna, we've been talking about some kind of technical stuff or some deep stuff here. I want to talk a little bit about Gulf Coast Air Care. Our team is in need of expansion. We want to try and make everybody aware that if you know somebody that wants to get into the trades and wants to be into the gateway of the HVAC field, to reach out and contact us. We have, you know, and like every business in town, between the bridge and the pandemic and the economy and everything that's going on, you know, we have positions available. If you are thinking, if there's a young person out there that is thinking, man, you know, maybe not going to college is something I don't want to do right now because of the way they have learning set up, you know, we're willing to train you and help you with education and training and experience right in the field as you're working, earning money. If you have an interest in the thing that we do at Gulf Coast Air Care is we are the gateway, and we're kind of in this peculiar or unique niche where we do indoor air quality stuff and building science stuff. We're not like a traditional HVAC company. However, I'm licensed in Florida and in Alabama, and we do HVAC work, but we do stuff that's kind of outside the norm of what you would think an HVAC guy does. You don't see everybody riding around with gauges and, you know, these old salty guys that know exactly what's going on in the business, but there are a lot of things that we do. So if there's any of our listeners out there, if you know someone that's, and you know, the pay starts according to some of your experience, but we're paying really well because the people that are looking for work in the food industry now, I mean, they've raised their entry standards for you know, starting pay and all that. So, but reach out to us at gulfcoastaircare.com. There's an email link on there. You can call Vanessa at the office at 850-934-2768. And she could get a little bit of information from you. We can get an application out to you. But, you know, we're like everybody else where we're needing some help. And, you know, this is where our season starts to ramp up a little bit. And but if there's anybody out there that, you know, you're kind of undecided, I have, excuse me, I have nieces and nephews that have huge, humongous school debt. And then they were back after they graduated school, they were retraining for the job they were actually going to do. So, I mean, you know, I'm not anti-college necessarily, but I think the trades is a place where you, if you're good with your hands, if you're mechanical, if you have common sense, and you do need some book smarts for some of the stuff that we do, but there's another alternative path, and I can help you get on that path and go forward into the trades. And people in the medical business, people in the building trades, you'll never be without work.
Yeah.
So, you know, something to think about for Gulf Coast Air Care. We, you know, my son is working with us now. He's got a business degree from, he spent a couple years at Stetson and then he finished up at UWF. And so I said, well, you know, why don't you come in and evaluate this business? And he goes, well, the first thing we need to do is add to the team. That's what he started telling me. I was like, okay, Sam. So, well, Sam was here a couple weeks ago. So, and Sam's a smart cookie. And I was like, yeah, you know, and so this morning, he said, hey, don't forget to mention the team on the air this morning.
He's got your back.
Yeah, he's got me covered. So
I love that. But then that's great. I mean, it's family-owned and operated, veteran-owned and operated.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I love seeing those families expand. When you work somewhere, it becomes a family. And like you said, listen, I tried to go back to school last year right before really everything shut down and everything hit the fan.
Right.
And you look at that, you're like, okay, I really want to get a degree. I really want to do this. And then you look at how much it's going to cost. And you're like, that's why kids get they get deterred and discouraged from it.
Right.
But they really want to work hard. And it's a place to just, even if you're willing to start and willing to work, or you have a grandson or a niece or a nephew, somebody who's willing. And like you said, I think the best way to learn, in my opinion, is hands-on.
Absolutely. I agree.
That's how I am. Throw me into the fire and see how I do.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things that we find is it's gratifying to see, you know, my team, the guys that I have working for us, and, you know, even Vanessa in our office of dispatcher, my wife's the bookkeeper as well. So when we look at the service we provide and the things that we do for people out in the community, it's gratifying to know that, you know, we've made an impact on these people's lives and their comfort level and their indoor air quality and their health and their wallet because of, you know, making energy efficient situations, you know, way better, improvements and all of that. And, you know, that's one of the things that is really important in my thinking is, you know, if you provide a service that's valuable, if you are producing something that is in demand and is beneficial for, you know, an individual and a community on the whole, I think that's something that you get from Gulf Coast Air Care when you call us. And, you know, we have 27 years of experience. I have one guy, Big Dave, is out floating around today, and he's been with us almost 23 years. And, you know, he's just really a wealth of knowledge. And he's kind of taken, you know, we have a couple guys now, we call them the young guns. You know, he's tall, skinny. Sam's one of them. And, you know, Dave just leads those guys and shows them, you know, this is the way we approach a duct cleaning job. This is the way we approach a duct repair job, a duct leakage evaluation, you know, and measuring and checking and doing all the things that we do, and then step by step methodically getting through the processes that we help you with to get better indoor air quality is, you know, that's one thing where you got to have a salty guy, you know, and Brian's been with us almost 9 years. So, you know, I got guys that have experience and we want to add to that team. So if you know somebody out there that's, you know, willing, and right now it's hard too because we're traveling around the bridge, you know, so
hopefully for only another 30 days.
Well, yeah,
listen, I have high hopes. Like, let me live my life, Todd. I need to have high hopes.
all right, I've been down to the foot of the Pensacola side of the bridge and kind of surveyed that, looked that over the other day. It's like, oh man, I don't know how this is gonna work,
but you know, you're brave.
Somebody's got a plan. So
I see them out there and I just like pray every day, like, Lord, just let it happen safely, swiftly,
absolutely,
and soon.
Let's get back to normal, because, yeah, you know, the way we're trying to operate is, you know, we spend a fair amount of time sitting on Avalon Boulevard going back and forth, but we're licensed in Florida and Alabama. We haven't had too many Alabama calls recently. I'm not sure how the radio, and, you know, I've just pulled back from advertising or marketing over there because
it's a long
way around.
It's a lot on you guys, and and I do want to say, just talking about Dave and Brian and the team, and if you're looking to, you know, think about branching out in your career or trying something new, Dave and Brian both have been there for a long time, and it just shows not just their loyalty to you and your team, but their loyalty to wanting to give one of the most humid areas. I'm sorry, I'm trying to be serious about it, but I'm also laughing because it's true. It's a little, it gets swampy here, and we're about to see it. But they want to give people that high air quality that they deserve so they can live their best life in the most beautiful area.
The most humid spot that I know of in the United States, they say Corpus Christi is one of the most humid places.
Oh, it is very humid.
And I used to wear that Nomex flight suit in New Orleans when I was flying with the Navy, and that is a swampy spot. But we get our share of coastal breezes here, so it kind of has a good impact on our indoor air quality. But if you need additional help, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care. On the web at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's our website, or 850-934-2768. And we are just happy to jump in and help you with duct cleaning and kind of figuring out what's going on in the indoor space. So that your skin looks radiant like yours.
Oh, thank you. I'm just getting some sun. I appreciate that as always. And thank you for coming in. Thank you.
Mark, you too. You're looking great over there, man. This humidity's good for you, brother.
Right. Soon we'll get to the beach and we'll all be tan.
Yes.
Thanks again, Todd. I'll see you soon.
All right.